Hello and welcome again to the Cross Conference Cast. On this emergency episode, St. Louis Athletica has been slain, a restarted and extra classy Chicago gets a win, the Dogs of War are released on Sarah Huffman, the US U20 World Cup roster is unleashed, and we are still excited for Our Game Magazine. Please check out our blog, crossconference.wordpress.com, for extended show notes and email us at crossconference@gmail.com. Hi, this is Joan.
This is Ruth.
And we're back for a special emergency podcast. Or it feels like an emergency because it's a week later. It's less. We recorded on Sunday last week, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 6 days. 6 days.
It's going to be a quick turnaround.
Yeah. What the heck? What this really is about is making sure that everyone else can get through their 3-day weekend. Because or their post 3-day weekend. Because it's hard going back to work. I have to go to work tomorrow and it's going to suck. I'll just be like, no, I want to sleep. I want to sleep. I want to walk outside, eat a popsicle.
Play capoeira.
There's no one to play with. Surprisingly, 1 week and we have so much to talk about already. Right after we talked about St. Louis facing some troubles, they collapsed the next day. No more. The WPS was not going to take them over. And in fact, had been paying their payrolls for 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Was that correct?
I heard something about that. Although I think collapse is too passive for what happened.
That's true. That's like, oh, we just watched that happen. What it was a decision by their owner, Cooper, to hang on to AC St. Louis rather than St. Louis Athletica. And I have to say, this was not handled in the best way. There's not many good ways for a team disappearing to be handled, but that had to be one of the worst.
That was a spectacular meltdown. I think it was even more spectacular than say our 2007 World Cup appearance.
I think possibly. I mean it was.
And then Hope even went and opened her mouth, you know, on Twitter. So
yeah, and was kind of nice. I think she's learned. I guess she's learned the kind of trouble you can get in when you talk. Though I would say he deserves just as much venom as anyone else involved with 2007. The players of the St. Louis Athletica are free agents this week. I think it was starting today, or was it starting June 1st?
I think it's starting June 1st.
Starting June 1st tomorrow. The players are free agents. They can go where they want. They can go to whoever will pay them. That's a tough decision for some teams because, you know, we're a third of the way through the season. In some ways, people are really happy with their team chemistry and maybe the rhythm they've developed. I know FC Gold Pride, they don't need too much help.
They don't need anything. I'd really rather they didn't mess up the good thing they've got.
Yeah.
I was telling someone the other day, the only player I can see, you know, making that transition and not really hurting FC Gold Pride that much would be Tina DiMartino. But even that, I don't know.
Would she want to come back?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bad thing to say because I like her as a player, but I kind of hope she doesn't want to go back just because I feel like, you know, it's FC Gold Pride and this is probably like a precarious kind of balance, and if you tip it too far, it's just
down
the bottom.
they already have Marta, yeah. And it's like, how much more shuffling can you do to make room for some more people? I know we'll talk a little bit about Chicago, but I'm sure Chicago would love to have a couple of their players, and it's so hard to determine which one. I would definitely like to see a Luco, some more goal scorers. Some people who have scored goals and will score goals.
Okay, so really only a Luco.
Yeah, pretty much. Lori Kolevny. Though it would be tough to decide where to put her if she's going to stay in the back. That's not a move that bothers me as much as it used to, but because she's fine there. She's great. The player, there's lots of other, I don't know, teams and things that they can consider. Atlanta, maybe if they could just switch out their entire team and like make it the Atlanta Athletica, then that would make them probably happy.
They would have to change all the colors in the stadium.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it could just, they could, everything could stay the same, but the name would be Athletica, and no one would really know why.
Ooh,
And
I
it would,
wonder how that logo would look in
orange.
yellow and red. Well,
Oh,
yeah, I
it's
guess
like,
orange.
it kind of looks orangish to me. It's not exactly orange, but,
It would be a step up logo-wise.
yeah. So, speaking to the handling of St. Louis Athletica, and there's still some people who were working for both AC St. Louis and St. Louis Athletica,
Well,
and
supposedly.
supposedly, yeah, this is just hearsay.
We don't know if anyone was actually working for St. Louis Athletica
That's true, but someone was still active on the Twitter and kept posting updates about AC St. Louis. And it's bad enough that you're posting updates about that, but then to also just for it to be about how they're losing, it's like, come on, guys, just let it die, let it end.
anymore.
You know, do what you've always wanted to do and pretend that it doesn't exist anymore. Like, because it doesn't. You know, just let it go. You know. And of course, that little tweet about how, oh, we'll upgrade your Athletica tickets. At an AC St. Louis game, and that's just so, oh, that was galling. That made me angry. I'm not even an Athletica fan. I was just, as a fan of dignity, I was offended. I was like, what?
It was like that on Facebook too. And I mean, it was great watching the fan reaction, just because it's nice to see people, passionate and outraged at just how poorly all of that was handled. But I stopped following St. Louis soon after that, so.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, oh, that's enough. I can't watch this anymore. But of course today, just a few hours ago on the 31st, Chicago decided to release that they will honor St. Louis Athletica tickets. And that's really great. I mean, granted, Chicago's a little bit of a hike, but it's like you cannot find a classier organization than the Chicago Red Stars. I'm sorry. They do everything well. I know people, I think there were some reports about, or there was a little bit of editorializing about how it's not good when the men's and women's teams are so closely linked. But I think this, what connections the Fire and the Red Stars have been really working well for them. It's not a very close connection, I know, but it's been perfect for them. Chicago's made every single right move, in terms of fans, everything off the field good. But of course not on the field until last Saturday, but we'll get to that later. With St. Louis, the players moving, you just told me earlier before that reminded me that Hope Solo was going to South Africa for the World Cup, which is, it'll be interesting. Maybe she will do some reporting from there, share some of her opinions.
Maybe she'll get a blog and stop using Twitter.
Should get it away. Put it on your blog, lady. And so is Emma Hayes, which is great. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I should lose my job and just go to South Africa. No, I have a friend who works for the State Department and who specifically deals with Americans going to Africa, and he's going to be very busy this next month. I feel for him. I was I like I had asked him about like visiting somewhere else, and he's like, no, I can't go because of the World Cup. And at first, I was like, oh, he's a big fan of soccer? I didn't know that. How come we never talked about that? But no, he's gonna be busy at work. It's gonna suck for him, and I feel really bad. Maybe I'll bring him some cookies when I visit. But going to Hope Solo, That's good. And I was talking to you before we recorded about how that's probably a smart move for everybody, teams and Hope Solo, because you can't just put Hope Solo on a team, a goalkeeper, that number one goalkeeper. She'll replace whatever goalkeeper you have. It's a third of the way through the season, if not farther along. Is it almost two?
We're at least, what, like a month and a half in? Started
Yeah.
early April, so.
And replacing your goalkeeper like that is gonna do some wonky things with your chemistry. So, it's a smart move. It'll be fun for her. And maybe she'll get to talk to my friend in the State Department. No.
You think she'll time returning to the States with the start of the All-Star break?
I don't know when is the. I think she's probably. I mean, if I were going to South Africa, I would stay for the whole thing. So I don't know when is the All-Star break in accordance with.
I have no idea.
Oh, well, then why did you ask?
Because you follow the men's stuff, and I don't know.
Well, no, because the final's on the 11th of July. Oh, I don't know. I can't tell
I'm
because.
mostly just paying attention to the U20s in July, so.
I'm trying to find the All-Star break, and oh, I think that's at the end of August.
Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe she won't time it with that.
Talk about the games this weekend. Sky Blue FC played Boston, and I have absolutely nothing to
Really?
say about it. Like,
Didn't know.
as far as I know, nothing happened. They probably just stood there for 45 minutes, and
I
then.
mean, I heard that the Boston players were headed down to New York, but I didn't know they crossed that state line.
You thought they were gonna
Just hang out in the
stop
city.
and see a show,
Yeah. Maybe
like.
they'd play like the Long Island Fury or something.
Or they can watch Next to Normal and yeah. Rent. Oh no, Rent's gone. I can't make that joke. That's sad.
And Atlanta was supposed to play St. Louis this weekend. And at first there was talk of St. Louis playing one last game together. But I think within a day or so, it was quickly cleared up that St. Louis was not going to be playing this weekend. And Atlanta scheduled, I mean, they kept on their schedule to play a game this weekend, and they decided to play Tampa Bay Hellenic, I think, from the W League. Which I'm pretty sure at least one of their players, if not more, played for Tampa Bay in the W League. Stacey Bishop. I don't
Oh,
know.
okay.
Also, because I don't know the Hellenic roster.
Hellenic, though, what does that mean in terms of a team? Because, like, I had a friend who worked for the Center for Hellenic Studies, but.
It means they've got a logo with a Greek head on
Oh.
it.
Well.
That's about the extent of it.
That's a. Yeah. I guess. That kind of sucks for Atlanta. Didn't they tie 1-1 or 2-2 or something?
I think the big deal was that they finally scored a goal in their new digs.
Yeah. That kind of sucks for them to like get scored on by a W League team, though. Okay.
Well, they are an expansion team.
Yeah. And so later on that Saturday, Chicago played FC Gold Pride, and they finally won. Ah, yes, they scored. It wasn't a blowout, and it wasn't, from what little I could see, it wasn't amazing, but it was a really great team effort, and I think everybody
It
is
was
saying that.
amazing compared to everything else they did this season.
That's true. It's sad, but true. And Marcia McDermott, was the head coach for this game. It seems that that's not a permanent position or something that she wants to do. I mean, that's sort of the impression that I'm getting from quotes. I don't think it was a massive change in tactics or coaching. It just seems like that the firing of Emma Hayes like got everybody's attention and snapped them all awake, and they're like, oh, under a new coach, maybe my position isn't so safe, you know. And
especially when your coach is your GM.
Yeah. But it was, it's really relieving to see that Chicago can win. Not that like, but FC Gold Pride pretty much, they didn't exactly hand it to them, but they certainly made it a little bit easier by starting four forwards. So if you want, something Chicago had never done really well this season was control the midfield. And I guess when the other team starts four forwards, it makes it a little easier. Was that a 4-1-4 that they were playing?
No. Why did they do that? I mean, I have to point out that I didn't see this game because I was at a party. But why did they do that? They've got good midfielders, or they've got decent midfielders.
I think it was either...
They've got Marta up front. Who needs four forwards with Marta up there?
That's a good question. Perhaps something to field to the FC Gold Pride coach. I'm like up in the air deciding what that decision was about. Like, was that, oh, let's go easy on Chicago and make it easy for them to control the midfield? Or was it like, you know, they're down, we're going to stick it to them with our four forwards, we're just going to just be a shower of goals? But that was...
That was embarrassing.
It's not like Chicago schooled them or anything or clowned them, but I think that's really a nice win to sort of bolster the self-esteem of that team. And it's good. Kieran Carney had a happier toots on the Twitters. The next game, the only game for Sunday, was Washington and Philadelphia, the one that was on Fox Soccer Channel.
And once wasn't again, that exciting?
It was. That's that game that like seemed so strangely personal and like very like physical, and I couldn't quite understand why. There must be something that I'm particularly missing. It was like a second, third place match, but it wasn't like they just like that was like dogs of war for some of it. Well, specifically against Sarah Huffman. Dogs of War against Sarah Huffman. But she's a little trooper. She kept bouncing back up.
Which we've always known about her.
Yeah. We have been Sarah Huffman fans for quite a while. And
since she was in college.
Yeah. Well,
they beat UNC in, 2005 for the ACC tournament. That was awesome. Sorry, fangirling.
She's been great. She's made this great return. Like, doesn't seem like she lost a step from her ACL tear, which is great. And hopefully hopefully it'll stay that way. Let's see, Nobuskowski.
Yeah, they didn't start her, which is a shame because she's a midfielder and they could have used at least one midfielder. And I guess their reasoning in the broadcast, they said it was a coach's decision. That was the reason given. She didn't play the first half. They put her in the second, but by that time they were already two down. And Biskowski, I think she was matching up with Lombok a lot, at least every time they had fouls, it was on each other. So that was another odd. I mean, I don't see how that could possibly be personal, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Washington pulled out the 2-1 win. Abby Wambach didn't do that much in terms of like on like the game side of it. She did score that PK, but it seemed like the rest of the team really took care of business for them. Like, which,
right, like
if you're a Washington fan,
and Lori Lindsay,
Rebecca Moros, yeah. And it makes me just wish I lived in DC again. Not because I'm a big Washington fan, but I love seeing really good soccer. And I mean, that was a pretty good game. There's some really nice things. The stands seem a little dry, if that's the right word, but they seem not quite as full as I've seen them in the past.
It
Maybe
looks
it
like
was.
a slightly different setup than when we were there last year. It looks like they've made some changes.
Yeah, and I think they're charging for parking now,
That's
which
insane.
not good. I do not approve.
Especially considering how expensive their tickets already were.
Oh, sweet Jesus, yeah.
That was so surprising. My first WPS game down in DC. And to hear the ticket prices, I was like, holy crap, I was paying, what, $10, $12 out in St. Louis.
Yeah, and considering when you already have to make a big hike to get out there, 'cause who lives in Boyd's? Like,
Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, even staying at my sister's down in the DC area, it was a hike getting out to that stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in DC and also in, well, the other side of Maryland, but and that was, yeah. I mean, it's at least 40-minute drive. And that's like out of the city. It's not like, oh, 40 minutes of transit within the city. Maybe I'll take public transportation. No. Anyway, sorry, we're
It's a
getting.
3-hour drive for me.
Yeah, we're getting off the topic, but yeah. That I mean that was there were worse games I think to show on TV. That was a good game to see on the TV.
It was good soccer, and it was very interesting drama.
Yeah. Yeah. Though seeing those particular camouflage kits on my television, that was jarring. And that I didn't I'm not a fan of that. It looked very Hot Topic to me. And I just
I think I'm the only person that liked those.
that's 'cause you have problems.
I
No.
mean,
Why did no
if
I'm
it had been green camo, I don't think I would have liked it. But the blue
What?
camo, just because I don't like their pinstripes. I think that's what it comes down to.
That's true. I don't necessarily really care for their pinstripes, but that blue camo is just like, what are you doing? Who's letting you leave the house like that? Like, I don't understand. But it's not any worse than the U.S. men's national team meeting the president with pants that were half a foot too long. I am serious. I looked at that. I was like, oh, they tried to dress up, and then I look at their legs, and it's like, what are you doing? Did you forget which pants were yours? I don't understand. Like, they were wearing these track jackets, and I think I don't know whose decision that was. Somewhere up in U.S. soccer, because the women do it too. They wear the weird track suits. They don't dress up nice. Like in England, the men and the women, they have their little suits with their crests on it, and I love it. Maybe I don't necessarily think it's sexist. They don't have to wear skirts, but they look nice. They look like they look like proper people, like grown-ups. And the pants that were too long and the jackets were just like, what? What? And one of my favorite fashion blogs put this on. I linked to it and then mentioned them. And Jesse Thorne, my podcasting hero, did mention it on put this on. It was like, is there a secret national team that's taller than you guys? And you accidentally took their pants? Maybe they just had Oguchi Onyewu just measure him, and he's the average. And everybody put his pants on. Sorry, we'll get off the pants thing.
It's so much fun to say pants.
It is. I like pants when they fit.
When I DDR, I dance to the max. So when I rap this mic, and charge me hip hop tax. 'Cause I flow so funky and I jive so hard. All the funky men saying, oh my lord. Thank you, mama, for making me gold pants. Ones I can dance in and make romance in. Beats like these could break through walls. I get my motivation from shopping in malls. I'm a BEA, beautiful girl. Bringing drama mama all over the world. If you're feeling lonely and your grandma.
Moving on.
The way. There is no easy way to transition out of that.
Big news coming from international play. China did not qualify for the World Cup, Women's World Cup. I think for the first time ever from the AFC, Australia won on PKs, and China is not going to the World Cup.
Right, is but that... Australia beat North Korea.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was like, I'm reading this, I'm like, they didn't... If they beat China, will still go.
Yeah, but, those notes aren't clear. China was playing against Japan in the third place match, and Australia was playing North Korea. I think that game ended up 1-1, and then they had overtimes, and then they went to PKs, and I think the missed PK was the first or second one. So, I mean, they knew pretty early on. That's how it was gonna go. Not that makes a PK game any less nerve wracking, but I felt good reading about that. And I forgot to look up the score for the China game. So I really wasn't expecting them to lose.
Yeah, were we gonna talk about the U20s or?
They named the roster today.
The U20s? Oh, okay.
This could be so upsetting. Let me give it to you. And then, BJ Snow is the assistant coach. that's amazing. And, oh my gosh, they're taking three goalkeepers, one of which was the U17 keeper, starting keeper, down for the qualifiers that we didn't qualify for. Wow, our back line completely changed.
Kendall Johnson's always been there.
No, but I mean, that's not the back line we qualified with. So there have been some changes to this roster. The goalkeepers, French and Henninger, played against one another in last year's tournament. I don't remember what round they met during. But that game went to PKs as well. And Henninger came out on top of that. She was amazing to watch in that game. Not that French was bad, but as this age group goes, I don't know that I would have picked her. Maybe someone else is injured. And that would explain why Haverland, too, is in there. There's a Maryland player on the roster now, and I'm not going to attempt her name because I'd butcher it. There's a UNC player back there. Got Tony Presley. I think Elizabeth Eddy was on the roster for qualifying as a defender. And she's not on there anymore. Rachel Kwan is on there. And that makes a lot of sense. She had a great freshman year at Stanford. And Kendall Johnson, who you know better than I do. But I don't think she was with us in qualifiers.
No, but she wasn't. Maybe not, but I think she was definitely in a couple of the U20 games that I remember reading about, and
yeah, she's
just standout. We didn't actually talk about the U23s.
Oh, right. Well,
I'm going to have to put this up here. Right?
I think they were playing in Germany.
They played
against Germany's U23 team. They tied. It was a 2-2 game. And it was a come-from-behind tie. They were already down two. And then Melissa Henderson and Lauren Folks scored. And they drew 2-2 against South Korea's U20 team, which is just horribly embarrassing, and I don't have any details on it. And I just imagine everyone had swine flu or are the U23s doing anything else this summer?
I don't think so. And I'm confused about their role now that the WPS is there. I guess it's the nice transition between the older college players and the not quite on the national team, full national team WPS players. But I like Bill Irwin's philosophy about it. He doesn't seem... I think he always takes a team that can learn a lot. I think it's not necessarily about let's totally dominate, let's try some things. It's usually about that. And he's got a fancy mustache that I like. Let's just address very quickly the fact that Charlie Nimo was just announced Red Star's technical advisor.
Does that mean?
And Marcia McDermott is now Red Star's president and general manager, whereas previously she was just general manager, and we didn't have a president because Peter Wilt sort of left. She's still the temporary team coach.
Okay, I was going to say, so you guys still don't have a coach.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. In the near term, Nimo will assist McDermott primarily with player personnel recommendations and negotiations and assistant with the coaching search.
Oh, wow. There's going to be a killer roster.
And he will continue his current role as president of Pally and head coach of Pally. So he's not really going anywhere. He just collects an extra paycheck from the Red Stars
and gives them advice. And why doesn't Chicago just affiliate with Pally?
Because it's in California.
Doesn't matter. They wear the same colors.
Yeah, this move can a little confusing. Why you would announce something like this before a head coach? I guess to get rid of the idea that he would be head coach.
Possibly. A lot of people seem to be making moves to say, oh, it's not going to be me.
Yeah. Czech Borkowski. Okay. I thought about it, but I thought he's not leaving Russia. He would not be a bad choice. But he's not. Yeah, he's not going to leave Russia in the middle of the season. Though there was one particular tweet he made, that he made on Twitter, talking about the immediate pressure he felt to win and how great it was and how similar it was to the men's game. And I was thinking that's something that was absent in Chicago, maybe, the WPS. Or it was something we just didn't hear about, the pressure to come up with results.
Yeah, sorry, I got nothing on that point because, I mean, FC Gold Pride, there is no pressure ever. So
you don't need pressure. We have Marta.
Well, this year we don't need pressure. Last year I don't think they could have cared less.
So in that way they were like Athletica.
Except they actually cared about the team. They just didn't care about the results.
Yeah. So last podcast we talked about the R Game magazine. A few days later we got a preview in the emails. And are you excited?
Oh man, I'm so excited. It's crazy. I like never count down the days for anything, but I don't know. I feel like Athletica folding and deciding everyone's going to be, you know, free agents on June 1st. Oh, that just sucks because no, people should be paying attention to the fact that R Game magazine is coming out on June 1st. And I've just been getting so excited for that. And I was like, oh man, I have to wait until Tuesday of next week to read R Game magazine. And then I get a new computer on Friday. So I'm super excited for this week to happen. Like, who cares that it's a 3-day weekend? I want to have my magazine and my computer.
I'm still interested. I looked at the preview and it just, other than the names, which were of players, it felt a little bit like Fair Game Magazine Part 2. And I understand that's mean. That's mean.
It is. But, it's horribly mean.
But other than we're not going to address children, like if I like I'm waiting for the writing. I'm not going to pass that judgment. I'm not going to make that verdict that it is. Okay, that's not exactly what I was expecting.
Wait, what do you mean we're not going to address children? Like, that's not the target audience?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because the lead-off preview is U-20s.
Yeah, no. no, they're not gonna like be like, oh, here's some U9 club in Idaho.
We're not gonna design it with colors that are, you know, better in an Easter basket.
I think that's it. We're gonna, I guess, I don't know when we'll record next, but the R Game magazine will have come out by then. We can talk a little bit more. I'm excited, though. The ears are going, what? What the what? As Liz Lemon would say.
But don't judge it just based on the first issue. Give her some time to build it up.
Yeah, that's true. Ruth, where can people find you?
People can find me at Kelsey's Pajamas on Twitter.
And people can find me. I'm at Joan of Dark on Twitter. So that's our show. Thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to contact us, crossconference@gmail.com, or hit us up on our blog, crossconference.wordpress.com. The moment's magic, the last thing that I should do is think. A burst of energy that hints there really is no time. At birth you start to think, then after death back to no mind. A rust that makes you new again, now you embrace the planet. And stand in awe of all the things you daily took for granted. The trees opposing all unique in form makes this perfection. The most important time is now, tomorrow's a projection. A co-creator if you only just believe in that. Right here today inside is where I find my freedom at. As simple as a lyric from my soul to yours is felt. I didn't write this, I just let the pen move by itself. It's automatic down, so hit when I speak, stab, show y'all how to freak, stab, it's automatic now, so automatic down, the sound you won't keep down, come listen to peep, how it's automatic. So blessed we rest in a space overstanding, this breath so unique, we must trace where we're landing, magnetizing, mind attracts the subliminal, so feeling through the evidence, it's evident I'm being true, true to the moment, the channeling, the calling.